وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, Hazrat Mawlana. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idh qulna lil malaikati isjudu li Adama fasajadu illa Iblis aba wastakbara wa kana minal kafirin. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, we were still discussing the story on Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and this is the story that's related in the Noble Quran regarding our father, the first Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who set foot on this earth. So when Adam alayhi salam's superiority in special knowledge was established, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willed him to be conferred with honor, so that his merits may be demonstrated visibly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels, prostrate to Adam alayhi salam, and they all fell down into sajda except Iblis. He did not obey and displayed arrogance. So aba was takbara. He disobeyed and he was arrogant. He displayed his arrogance. So we learn from this year that the first sin that ever was committed was the sin of aba, disobedience. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in many, many ayat of the Noble Quran, أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولُ. Obey Allah and obey His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Never ever resort to disobedience, because disobedience leads us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And furthermore, the cause of the sin of disobedience also was his arrogance and his pride. So Hazrat Hakimul Ummah Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi comments on the above verse, and he says, the fatwa of kufr was issued against him because he acted proudly against Allah's command, felt it below his dignity to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, and considered the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be unwise and imprudent. So he was finding some fault in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it is stated in another verse that he said, I am better than him, ana khayrun min khalaqtani min nar, because my origin is from the fire while his origin is from soil, you know, khalaqtahu min teen. And naturally he felt to himself that fire rises, it is more dominant, and that is why the earthly abode, sand from which Adam alayhi salam was created, is something that is trampled upon, you know. So he felt himself that it is inappropriate for someone who is superior to honor someone who is inferior. Now Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayhi says that Adam alayhi salam was accepted as the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angels together with the jinn were ordered to prostrate towards him and to make him their qibla for prostration. This is similar to how the kings first appointed their heir and thereafter commanded their ministers to pay homage to him so that no one has a chance to rebel. Accordingly, everyone carried out the act of prostration and sajda except for Iblis. Originally, he was from a jinn, but used to intermingle completely with the angels. The main reason for his rebellion was that the jinn had been inhabiting the world for several thousand years. They also used to go up to the heavens. When their corruption and bloodshedding increased, the angels, acting on the order of Allah, killed a few, and the rest were scattered in the jungles, mountains, and islands. So Iblis was a senior scholar and worshipper amongst them, and displayed his immunity from the corruption of other jinn. So he was saved through the intercession of the angels, and he began living with the angels. He devoted himself fully to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hope that from among all the jinn, he will be the only one who will be able to act without restriction in the land. So furthermore, he continued strengthening his hopes and thoughts with regard to vicegerency on earth. But when the order for vicegerency was pronounced in favor of Adam alayhi salam, Iblis became despondent. So on realizing the futility of his deceptive worship, he was overwhelmed by sheer jealousy and did what he did, thus becoming accursed. So jealousy and pride go hand in hand. And he was from the unbelievers. You know, what is the commentary of that? He was predestined as an unbeliever, even in the knowledge of Allah. But his infidelity was only made apparent to others now. Alternatively, we could say that he became an unbeliever now because he rejected Allah's order out of pride. Furthermore, he considered the command of Allah to be unwise. So he's finding fault with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thought Allah's command to be unwise, imprudent and degrading. So Iblis was therefore declared an unbeliever, not only because he refused to prostrate, but because of the above mentioned reasons as well. Now, a few more points with regard to Shaitan's refusal to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam has been mentioned in Qasasul Anbiya of Allama Imaduddin ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi. Shaitan first resorted to his own preconceived opinion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's order. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi says that Shaitan resorted to his own preconceived opinion and independent judgment. Thus, he was the first person to resort to qiyas and a logical deduction, you know, an opinion he had of him from his own side. So when a person leaves himself to his own personal judgment and opinion, he can be led astray. Muhammad ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi say that Shaitan was the first person to resort to qiyas. The worship of the sun and moon commenced solely on the basis of qiyas. Qiyas means deduction. So the above two statements are narrated by Ibn Jarir rahmatullah alayhi. This means that Shaitan used his own reasoning between himself and Adam alayhi salam. He therefore considered his existence to be nobler and superior to Adam alayhi salam, and withheld himself from prostrating. Whereas Allah's orders to him and all the angels was already issued, Shaitan resorted to his independent judgment in the presence of the Shari'i order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there is an explicit order from Allah ta'ala, it is baseless and futile to resort to independent judgment and our own opinions. So furthermore, his reasoning itself was based on error and vain thoughts, because soil is more beneficial and better than fire. There is humbleness, servitude, forbearance, and humility in soil. And these are the elements which cause growth and development. So now, because virtually everything grows from soil, and Allah Ta'ala loves the above mentioned qualities which are found in soil. On the contrary, there is fieriness, rage, swiftness, burning, and other such qualities in fire which are disliked by Allah Ta'ala, and because of which it has been made an intrinsic element of hell. And that is why you find that the superpowers today and the oppressors in the world will resort to bombing, which has an element of strong fire, something that is classified as related to Shaitan itself, to harm the Muslims in many parts of the world. And you see this existent in Gaza and in Lebanon and in Syria as well. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accorded Hazrat Adam alayhi salam additional nobility and honor which were not given to the accursed Shaitan. Allah ta'ala created him with his own hands and blew his spirit into him. This is why he ordered the angels, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels, I'm about to create a man from sounding clay, which is made of fetid mud. Once I have formed him and breathed into him my spirit, fall down before him in prostration. Thereupon the angels prostrated, all of them together, except for Iblis. فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا Iblis. He refused to be with those who prostrate. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Oh Iblis, what is it with you that you did not join those who prostrate?" So he said, "I am not one to prostrate before a human whom you have created from sounding clay made of fetid mud." He said, "Then get out from here. أُخْرُجْ فَخْرُجْ فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. You are accursed. Upon you is a curse till the day of reckoning." And that is why every time when we read the Noble Quran, إِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Then seek refuge with Allah from Shaitan the accursed. So the accursed Shaitan deserved this curse and humiliation because he tried to find fault with Adam alayhi salam, looked down on him, disobeyed Allah's order, relied on his own judgment, after totally disregarding Allah's order, discarded the truth and was expelled from the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not prostrate, and to make matters worse, he began speaking of his superiority, displayed his haughtiness, and vowed to mislead men. These were the sins which were more serious than his first sin. He seemed to be swallowed in the multitude or darkness of his sins. So this teaches us that when it comes to any of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should not apply our own limited intellect, our little puny minds and our little understanding. We must turn towards the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accept whatever command has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will find that some modernists will ask you that you pass wind from the back, but you have to wash the limbs of your body. And they will ask you, what is the reason? When I was a young boy, I remember one of my teachers telling me, what is the reason to fast in the month of Ramadan when so much food is available? They disregard the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are full of purpose and meaning, and the most important thing is the itaat and the obedience of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who are muti' and obedient to him and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.